Welcome back, everyone, to our podcast room. This is Corrine Lawrence, working actress, producer, and writer. You can follow me on my website at CorrineLawrenceActor.com. That's CorrineLawrenceActor.com. There you can read my blog posts and find many other helpful podcasts. You can also follow me on Instagram at CorrineLawrenceActor. Okay, so today's podcast, we're going to be discussing how on earth does anyone manage the holidays? And how do actors especially manage them, no matter where they live? So let's get right to it. So if you're looking at the holidays, you're seeing time marching on in your calendar, and those glimpses and thoughts of the holidays start to slowly seep in and reveal themselves. And then before we all know it, we see this global explosion of activity starts to take flight everywhere, it seems, sweeping across every city in virtually every country. And people's reactions begin to surface. A volcanic eruption of sometimes, hip, hip, hooray, it's going to be so much fun, oh, I can't wait. But for other people, it's even a tidal wave that suddenly overtakes them in a panic, saying, oh, gosh, not again, And for so many other people, everything in between. The holidays, no matter which one is being experienced worldwide, doesn't really matter. They all seem to be associated with a flurry of activity. People are attending parties. They're creating dinners, drinking, heading to stores for holiday shopping. Some are gift wrapping. Some are decorating their homes and offices. Some are having holiday parties. Some are traveling. But for most everyone, insanely crazy schedule changes occur at some point. And so major sensory overload sets in, and it can be a big one. And it's a massive influx of changes that everyone, especially us as actors, find ourselves subjected to. We suddenly find ourselves traveling, whether it's to someplace we know or a distant location. Maybe we're now finding ourselves decorating or sleeping in an unfamiliar accommodation. Everybody has expectations of the holidays. Some are thinking about nostalgic visions of the past. Some are imagining themselves in the kitchen, smelling and tasting holiday old-time favorites. But everywhere, it seems, music is playing, native music or spiritual music, and people overall are celebrating. Some are attending spiritual and religious services. So actors are thrusted into these new, sudden, changing environments. And now here comes the avalanche. An avalanche of emotions and thoughts and sights and sounds and feelings. Thoughts are rushing in. What's it going to be like this year, this time, whether it's good or bad? But for actors, this is actually a goldmine opportunity. The emotions and reactions of the holidays, they actually dominate the holiday scene, and actors can experience themselves or watch others experience those feelings of excitement or joy or contentment, or new feelings of love, or romance, or anticipation, or even crazy feelings of getting deliriously happy. Emotions seem to be all over the place around the holidays. Some are good, some are bad, some are up, some are down. Some people are feeling new sensations of feeling jovial or gracious or kind-hearted when they find themselves entertaining. They may have elements of excitement that's centered around they're going on a new adventure. Maybe they're traveling with family to a reunion, or they're going away with a loved one to a new distant beach resort. Some people are looking just to simply have a break in their hectic lives with some new peace and relaxation that's long overdue. But what about the other less exciting feelings that the holidays can conjure up? Unpleasant feelings like those of dread, or disgust, or guilt, or extreme disappointment, or just plain apathy. What about anger? Some people launch into a deep depression, and they have periods of feeling extremely lonely with sadness and isolation. Some even have periods of anxiety. Some absolutely dread the holidays and everything associated with the holidays. So now that we've reviewed that, what can an actor actually take away from everything that they experienced? Let's talk about how the emotion of the holidays can be captured and cataloged from a performer standpoint. It's actually an actor's live workshop if you take a look at it from the bigger picture. The holidays can act like a mirror for an actor. They reflect who the actor becomes moment to moment and how their emotional state and reactions change and how the transitions occur, how the real transitions occur between those emotional states and reactions. It's like watching and acting in a live movie, and every person that they come in contact with actually becomes our scene partner. Whether it's a father that we're sharing a cocktail with, or a little brother or sister that we're playing ball with, or it's a precious grandmother that pops in and visits once a year. Nonetheless, it's a treasure chest, and actors can dive into it, and they can begin to identify and register each emotional feeling that they had and the circumstances surrounding that emotional feeling, and each reaction they had to their emotion, and what kind of physical action was associated with that emotion or the reaction, and what was their reaction to the new surroundings they were suddenly thrust into. And I want to remind everyone about the reactions that they see and smell and taste, and the reactions to what they hear, and even those very important nonverbal reactions. All of it can start immediately, even in the early, early days before the holidays begin. We can start as actors by identifying them and writing them down, writing down what the triggers were for each of the emotions. And remembering those triggers can then help us to reproduce a personalized emotion that we as actors can bring to future roles. We can register the thoughts that were associated with those emotions and reactions, and then bring those about to trigger those same emotions and reactions in the future. It's such a fantastic opportunity for performers. And it's such an incredible resource for actors to use to be able to create future believable performances. With personalization, they can drop those emotions and then use them to deliver true and real human character portrayals later. Many famous acting coaches talk about personalization, and it really is an effective technique that actors can skillfully use to bring believable truth to the roles they play, whether it's on screen or the stage. So everyone, next time those holidays come around, now you can have fun knowing that you can definitely further hone your skills as an actor without even realizing it. So that's it for today's podcast. This is Corinne Lawrence signing off. Stay tuned for my next podcast coming soon. See y'all next time.